pleased to be joined by right now Jordan Ashley, who's the Assistant Director of Marketing at ISU Athletics. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. And you're here to talk, of course, about Play for K Cancer Awareness Game. So I know Play for K is for the former North Carolina women's basketball coach, Kay Yao. Would you give a little bit of background of why we play for Kay now and who she was?
Sure. So Kay Yao was the legendary women's head basketball coach at North Carolina State, and she got diagnosed with breast cancer, and she ended up losing her battle to breast cancer. However, she was such a fighter, and she wanted to spread awareness of women's cancers and raise some money for research. So she started this fund, and pretty much all women's basketball teams across the nation have a pink game, and they raise money for breast cancer awareness or just women's cancers in general. And our head coach here, Kristen Gillespie, actually played at North Carolina State for Coach Yao, and she got to coach on her staff with her. So that's a pretty cool tie-in that we have here.
Well, that's awesome. Since it is such a very important game, what kind of things will be going on throughout, I guess, the whole game?
Yeah, so the game's actually at 2 on Sunday. But we have a pregame survivor reception for cancer survivors being held by the Mennonite College of Nursing. That starts at 1. And then leading up to the game, we have a new feature this year. Reggie Redbird himself will be crushing cancer right before tip-off. So you don't want to miss that. It's going to be super cool. Throughout the game, we have people riding bikes and walking on treadmills and running on treadmills to raise money. Zeta Tau Alpha will be there. They will be handing out pregame ribbons. They have a photo booth set up for us. That's super cool. And they will also be riding bikes and raising money for us. So that's going to be super cool.
And when and what time is the game at?
So it's this Sunday. It's at 2 o'clock. And we have free pink ISU-branded T-shirts while supplies last for everyone who enters.
So I read something that there's a halftime recognition.
Yes, there is a halftime recognition. Karen Essington is a local cancer survivor here who got her treatment at the Community Cancer Center, and she will be featured. She is a wonderful woman and just has such an inspiring story. So she will be featured in our halftime video along with some other people from the Community Cancer Center. And then we're going to recognize every survivor in attendance. We're going to have Zeta walk them out on the court, and they have signs and they get behind how many years they've been cancer-free. And it's a really cool experience.
Very awesome. Cool.
So what is the, do you know, I guess, any information on tickets and when and where and how people can get them and the cost?
Sure. So tickets are $1. You can get them at the door. But, of course, as always, students are free for women's basketball, so it won't cost you a thing to get in. But for all other general admission, they're $1. Cancer survivors actually get in free, and they can get up to 4 free tickets.
Wow, that's awesome. And anything else that's going on that we should all know about?
Well, we've already raised over $8,000, and we're looking to get to 10. So we have a silent auction that's going on where the KYAL Fund actually picked 25 coaches in the nation, and they got shoes, these really cool shoes painted for them by designers, and almost all of the 25 schools are Power 5 schools, and we're one of the only schools that got our coach to get these shoes. So we're going to do a silent auction for them through the game to try to raise some money. And then we also have 3 raffle prizes that we'll be selling throughout the game. And that's coming from SNA, Student Nursing Association, is housing all of that for us. So it should be a really cool atmosphere, and you don't want to miss it.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and I definitely would love to come out and see it and everything. And thank you so much for coming in, Jordan. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, and I hope to see you all there.